So while we all went about our lives yesterday, we came very close to a catastrophic event here on planet Earth, and we didn't know about it. It turns out we just missed getting hit by an asteroid. A piece of solid rock, roughly the size of a 10-story building. Now, I say just missed because it came within 45,000 miles of us. That's a lot closer than the moon is, and scientists say way too close for something that big. Had it struck, again, they, the people who tell us about these things, say the impact could have had the force of 1,000 Hiroshima-strength atomic bombs over a huge area.
It is a brown dwarf star. It is either a small star or it is a big planet.
We're going to take you on a journey to the end of the Earth to show you a place that might someday save humankind. It's a bank built to last 10,000 years. If you could clear away the ice, you'd see that, officially, the bank is called the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. It's built to warehouse backup copies of all the world's crops, 1.5 billion seeds. If an asteroid strikes the Earth, seeds to restart agriculture would come from here. Norway paid for construction, Bill Gates paid for the shipping, and seeds from nearly every nation are locked inside.
That all of a sudden they're squashing all of this information and keeping it from the public. Occasionally, you would expect, with such an overwhelmingly important worldwide story, some of the details would be let out somewhere at some time. Government officials, you can be sure, can be trusted to protect none of us. They won't even release this information. They will not try to protect any of us because they know they can't. But they started a mysterious building program underground in at least 129 underground facilities from one end of the country to the other has been completed. We always thought that it was in case of a nuclear weapon, but we found out that it's not. It's in case Planet X comes our way.
John, I would like to mention that I think we should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living. Of evidence to indicate that these solar storms are coming soon. We could talk about planet X and how it is exciting the sun and beginning to excite the sun after its this two-year lull in solar activity, which I believe was due to planet X passing below Jupiter and planet X and its hordes of surrounding comets interacting electrically with Jupiter, drawing electrical fire away from the sun and toward Jupiter, but that was just a temporary lull before the storm. Now we can expect solar blasting. How are we going to prepare? To live without power. Number two, how are we going to prepare to live when we are being blasted by the sun with temperatures scorching, burning up, people dying on the surface of the earth from intense solar blasting?